Shir is going to be called Challah Part 2, because there were two shailas which were raised during the Shir, and I wanted to devote myself just for the first few minutes. I will not take questions about it, because I do not want to be diverted from the principal topic of tonight's Shir, which is the Hashkofa of Shabbos. So Challah Part 2, there were two shailas that were raised. Number one, I made 5 pounds of dough, so I could conceivably take challah with a brocha, have the shear, and I'm going to divide it. Part I'm going to make into challah, and part I'm going to make into a yeast cake. So what's the din? After very carefully looking into the matter, this is a very, very old question, and forebears in many places, in fact, used to divide the dough in this fashion. And there's a major controversy of two things. If one can make a brocha on it, and if it's mechuyev and challah altogether. Meikra the dinner would seem that it's potter from challah altogether, and certainly one cannot make a brocha in such a case. Because when I made it, I'm intending to divide it into two different types of things, so they're not, it's not mitztaref. If one wants to, one could conceivably take challah without a brocha, but there's no obligation to do so. That's question number one, which was raised. The Pesachei Tshuva discusses it, a very similar shayla in Hilchos Challah. The second shayla that was raised was, we talked about, if I make a dough solely with fruit juice, if it's obligated in challah or not, and we quoted the fact that the Shach wrote that there's a machlekes a poskim about it, and one should be mafresh challah without a brocha. So the question arose, let's say I put some water, how much water would I have to put in that it's actually obligated in challah medina? And the answer is even a very small amount of water, which is added to it, would obligate the entire dough in challah. That's the conclusion that I've reached. And so these are the two halachas which remain from last week, that if I make a yeast dough, one dough, and then I'm going to divide it, part for challah, part for cake. Certainly one cannot make a brocha, and the ikra the dinner, it's certainly potter from challah. And if I have a dough which is made with fruit juices, with a shach paskins, I should be mafresh challah without a brocha, because there's a shayla in the rishonim if it's obligated with fruit juices. And other than the principal mashkoi is what are called the seven liquids. Okay, so that we've dealt with, which six are only relevant because one of them is dam, so it's not relevant here. So there's yayin, there's dvash, honey, there's shemen, cholov, tal, and mayim. Those six, one is obligated with a brocha. If one makes one with other fruit juices, other juices besides that, other liquids besides that, it's questionable if it's chayav and challah, so we're mafresh without a brocha. But if you add a little bit of water to it, then it is obligated in challah. Ad kan, just to clarify two points, two questions of last week's share.